We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes. The answer is an emphatic yes. When Carole Baskin makes her appearance on Dancing with the Stars, the first song she will be dancing to is this. Great walk-up music, by the way. My daughter uses that walk-up music when she goes to an exam, she told me.
That's adorable!
Anyway, that's Eye of the Tiger. And yeah, I mean, it's so predictable. It's laughable, but yes, she will be dancing to Eye of the Tiger for her first song. So we're thinking here with John and Tammy in the morning on KSON, what other Tiger songs could Carole Baskin possibly be dancing to?
Well, I mean, I think that the obvious one would probably be Roar from Katy Perry. In the promo, though, so like, would that be repeating and copying? I feel like that's been done.
As a, you know, we're in the we're in the 400th season of Dancing with the Stars. What hasn't been done, Jessica?
Yeah, right.
Other Tiger, as God is my witness, I don't know any other Tiger songs. I mean,
well, I do know a Tiger song. It's old school country, but Brad Paisley did a version of it. It's called "I Got a Tiger by the Tail."
I've got a tiger by the tail. It's plain to see.
Yeah, she'll dance to this.
Won't be much when you get through with me.
I'm in. I would be in for that. But I think the only one really that would make us all die laughing and would have to work would be the Tiger song from the movie The Hangover.
What do tigers really love when they take a little tiger snooze? Do they dream of mauling zebras or Halle Berry in her catwoman suit?
Yes.
Don't you worry, your pretty striped head. We're gonna get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're gonna find our best friend Doug. And then we're gonna give him our best friend Doug.
Yes, I see this. This is like the... this is like the super erotic tango or something that she'll be dancing to.
Doug.
Well,
if they used that song, I would be a fan for life.
Really? Only to be followed up by somebody who's going to record a new song called "Hey, I Killed My Husband."
Oh. Well, that's already here. She could already dance to that song.
Oh my God.
You know, any other year, we'd be saying, are we really putting this person who, for all we know, murdered her husband?
Right.
on this, but 2020, we don't even blink.
Yeah. Nope. Not one blink.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.